Hi, my name is Celeste Murillo, and I'm with the Office 365 Partner Marketing Team. I'm here today to talk to you about how to deploy and manage Office 365. Customers' needs are expanding with the cloud. What do they need to make the cloud transition? What are the best practices for change management and adoption? What kind of processes need to be changed, or can they be improved by moving to the cloud? In short, how should they be thinking about transforming their business? And the partner relationship in this model is changing as well. Partners no longer sell strictly to the IT decision maker. They're selling to business decision makers as well. Marketing, ops, finance can all be equal stakeholders in the cloud decision, and partners must be able to speak in a way that addresses their business concerns versus solving strictly IT problems of the past. Partners need to move into a trusted advisor model, which helps your customers solve their business problems with solutions, and particularly in SMB, these solutions may be more affordable in the cloud than they ever were on-premise. So this is a real door opener and a big reason why companies are delivering in the cloud and winning so many new deals and growing that white space. So today we're going to talk about deploy and adopt, manage and serve, and renewal processes, and then give you resources that you can use. Okay, so let's start with deploy and adopt. So we can start this by defining some terminology. The need for plan and onboard will vary across your customers based on their unique IT environment. Validation of configuration for Office 365 onboarding, Active Directory configuration, perhaps configuration of an on-premise email systems for coexistence would happen, particularly within hybrid environments, obviously. Complex scenarios for hybrid and coexistence could be something that you spend a great deal of time on. But again, it will depend, the complexity will depend on your customer's existing IT environment. Managed services and support, they may require some transition assessment, a design of a distribution methods for Office 365 Pro Plus, whether it's going to be pulled down by end users or pushed out by the central IT. Network design changes might need to be made, and assistance with defining Active Directory and DirSync activities. So all of these things, along with updates to customer environments to remediate a checklist for onboarding, are things that a partner is going to provide. From an enhanced perspective, customers will also want to have help with integration of line of business activities as well as additional solutions. And this is an opportunity where not only in the first year, but in subsequent interactions, you'll be able to identify business solutions that you'll be able to resolve either with existing products and tools or tools that you're offering on top of the Office 365 subscription. And throughout all of this, adoption is a critical piece of a deployment. Making sure that you have usage, active usage, and that you're consistently going back to ensure that the training and adoption happens across the company is critical to your long-term success. So let's take a look at how this plays out from a revenue perspective. So we did a Forrester study earlier this year to break it down into those same sort of stages. And this is the revenue opportunity. For year one, the revenue opportunity is really just the beginning of your annuity revenue stream, and it's not where we expect partners to make a majority of their money. The enhanced phase, again, is where you'll be able to do the customization, additional line of business implementation, and that's where it can be anywhere from $50 a seat to $275 a seat. This is something that's going to vary, again, based on your customer environment. And then managed services and support. Forrester included the entire IT environment, not just Office 365, but this can be $100 a seat. Now, clearly, these are all ranges, and it's not something that we're saying is a global reflection. Each market and each individual customer will have unique options, or rather needs, and this will give you just a range as to what you can expect. So when you start to project out your revenue, you're able to use these as placeholder. Two things that Microsoft is doing to help you get to those high value services faster is the Fast Track Office 365 program and the Office 365 adoption offer. And I'm gonna step through that very quickly. It's very important to note that both Fast Track and the adoption offer apply to sales of 150 seats and above. So let's start with Fast Track. It provides getting started and onboarding as a benefit of Office 365, And it includes remote assistance for customers and partners to help with core, repeatable tasks that every customer needs to accomplish. It's activation of the tenant, configuration of TCP/IP protocols and firewall, configuration of DNS, validation of the connectivity of Office 365, and installation guidance and configuration assistance as needed for identity integration. So these are not really the high value areas that Microsoft sees partners making money. But it is an important part to get partners to that next cycle and something that we want to ensure we speed from a customer perspective. So these services are provided for Exchange, SharePoint Link, Office 365 Pro Plus, and Yammer. And you can get more information on this program at the address that you see above at http://onramp. So let's take a quick look at how that flows. A customer has interest in Office 365. A partner recommends a fast track as a way of getting there faster. They get a 250-seat 90-day trial. The customer then purchases 150 seats and above of Office 365, and the partner coordinates with Microsoft for customer onboarding. Microsoft onboards to the cloud with the help of the partner, gets user accounts created and empty tenants. There are no data sources migrated, no email and no data. And then the partner helps with those general activities, the ID integration, messaging, data migration, adoption, all of those things that help to deepen that relationship with the customer. So there's a very critical role for the partner to play alongside Fast Track. The other thing it does is it connects a customer to a partner when a partner is not involved. So if a customer comes directly to us and says that they want to onboard, Microsoft involves a partner. The partner then helps with all the general activities, similar as before, and then the partner helps with adoption management, enhancement, and the overall solution. So when there is a customer, we know that a partner is much more successful in getting that full adoption than when they come direct, and that's why we're always pushing to have a partner included in that relationship. The Office 365 FY15 adoption offer, it's an incentive available to all eligible customers, and it provides them with funding from Microsoft to work with a partner and drive usage and work throughout the adoption process. And this is applied to specific SKUs, enterprise, standalone, government, and education plans. But it's important to note that this offer only applies to adoption activities provided by a cloud deployment partner. So you can learn more about that program on MPN. One of the core requirements is that a partner has sold and deployed 3 deals of 150 seats or more. Now, within this offer, customers earn $15 per seat and can use that funding for email migration or adoption services provided by their partner, or have Microsoft provide the email migration for all the eligible mailboxes. So this is something that you'll want to make sure that you explain to customers and make sure that you stay very conscious of the timing. It's September 1st through March 31st. So here's a walkthrough of how the adoption offer would work. So the customer purchases Office 365, and Microsoft provides the adoption offer funds to be spent with a partner for specific onboarding and adoption activities. The customer uses a partner, and the adoption offer funds can be used to pay for those project management, data migration, remediation services by the partner, or if the customer and partner choose, Microsoft can do the mail migration. So this is something that you'll want to be very connected with your partner to decide how those funds are going to be spent. But let's talk about manage and serve. The Office 365 community has blogs, forums, and wikis, and it's used to broadly communicate greater details and more technical information, as well as prescriptive guidance. We also use Twitter as part of our social media channel for amplifying Office 365 marketing messages, as well as getting feedback from partners and customers. The Office 365 technology blog, that's used to broadly communicate about new features and capabilities of the Office 365 service. And then we have the EBS, the Emergency Broadcasting System. That's a portal if the service health dashboard is down. We have an emergency broadcast system of our own to keep you informed. So let's go through a couple of things in a bit more detail. All right, so let's walk through a couple of ways that you're able to stay connected to your customer service. And the first one I want to call out is the Admin app. And you can download this from the Windows, iOS, and Android stores. The Office 365 Admin mobile app lets service administrators connect to their organization's 365 service on the go. It enables you to view service health information and maintenance status updates. In addition, you can filter information by service subscription and configure app data refresh intervals. And let's take a quick walk through the other tools. The Office 365 Public Roadmap. Now, this is a great way to be aware of what's launched, what's going to be rolled out, what's in development, and what's been canceled. It's also giving you a great view of what's coming in the next 30 to 90 days. So you'll definitely want to go out to office365.com/roadmap and bookmark that. Then we have the Customer Service Health Dashboard. This is the first and best content for your customer service health. It's regional, updated hourly, and again, when it's down, you can go to the emergency broadcast system here at the link. The way partners get there is within the Partner Admin Center. You select Service Health on the left of the navigation area, and the partner views the Customer Service Health dashboard there. Note, it's the same dashboard that the customers would see in their own admin center. And this gives partners a quick view of any service incidents that may have been impacting the customer's environment, and a history of the last 7 days within the dashboard, or to view incidents over the past 30 days. The partner can also see if there are any planned maintenance events that would impact a customer, and they can use the search box to view the Service Health dashboard of another customer. So there are a couple of steps that you need to take before you can actually access the Partner Admin Center. First, you need an MPN membership. You have to participate in the Cloud Partner Program. You need to have an Office 365 tenant for your organization, and you want to make sure that you get delegated admin privileges for your customers. This gives you much greater insight than if you do not have delegated admin privileges. The Partner Admin Center builds on top of partner features previously available in the Office 365 Admin Center listed here. The new Admin Center will show partners a list of all customers in which they have delegated admin privileges. From the customer list on the client management landing page, partners can select any of the listed customers and view summary information about that customer, including contact information, subscription information, and quick links to perform admin on behalf of the customer. Partners can also search for a customer by name, which is useful in that partners may have many customers to manage. And they can also quickly scan their list of customers and see if there are any service health incidents that require investigation. In the Build Your Business section, partners can perform the same tasks that were available previously, creating trials, creating purchase offers, creating delegated admin requests. So this is a critical piece that you'll want to do for any customer where you do not have delegated admin. In the Service Request section, partners can view all service requests for a given customer. They can review whether or not it's been resolved on behalf of the customer, and they can close that service request directly, and they can also open a new service request with Microsoft on behalf of the customer. In the Service Health section, partners can view the Service Health dashboard for a given customer and have greater visibility on any of issues that may be impacting a customer's environment. And that's just the Service Health dashboard that we previously reviewed. Throughout calendar year 2014, we'll deliver new Partner Admin Center capabilities that will be easier for partners to manage and admin their customers, including additional reporting and admin tools. For those of you that don't know how to get into the Admin Center, you get in by signing in with your Office 365 ID. You log on to the Microsoft portal, the login.microsoftonline.com for access to partner capabilities. Once logged in, you click on Partner Link at the top right to arrive at the Partner Admin Center landing page with the ability to select Client Management, Build Your Business, Service Request, or Service Health from that left navigation area. So within the Partner Admin Center, partners select Services Requests on the left navigation, and that's where partners can view all of the service requests associated with an individual customer. These are Office 365 service requests opened with Microsoft support, either by the customer or the partner on behalf. And when selecting a service request, the partner can view the details of that request, add notes, or even close that request as the issue's been resolved. You can also create a new service request with Microsoft on behalf of that customer. And by using that search box, you can find specific customers and view service requests associated with that customer as well. We've also improved the Message Center. And our vision is to have a single source for customer service communication. You'll see improved notifications and messages, as well as targeting specific messages to each tenant. Future improvements will include API, account management communications, and admin app integration. So let's finish up by talking about renewals. Renewal is a critical piece of the sales cycle. And in this graphic, you'll see when we begin to communicate to you and your customers about renewal, all the way through deprovisioning. So we begin at 90 days out with an email to you, and I'll share more about this in a moment. At 60 and 30 days, we email both you and the customer. At -7, we email the customer again and email both of you at expiration. All of the communications to the customer have a call to action to contact their partner for renewal. We continue a cadence of engagement until we disable the account at +30 days after expiration and deprovision the tenant at +120 days. So here's a couple of ways that you stay connected to that. Again, the renewal email is sent to the partner of record 90 days prior to renewal and includes a list of all your renewing customers where you are listed as partner of record. It includes specifics on their subscription, their start and end dates. And you can also access the information in the partner dashboard on the MPN site. Partners are the primary source of renewal and are copied on all customer interactions. So here's some go-dos and resources for you. A most critical one is to be the partner of record for all your customers so that you can access the elevated tools as well as be aware of the renewal cycles that are coming. Actively monitor your expiring customers and develop an internal process, either through a dedicated renewal rule or engine that ensures customers are not expiring, and track your success. A best practice is to have a dedicated role that is compensated based on renewal metrics that you establish. And last, stay connected with us. Join the Yammer group, Office 365 Partners, and follow us on Twitter. Here are links to all the resources that we reviewed for you to follow and bookmark. So I hope you've learned something on how to deploy and manage Office 365 and the different tools that Microsoft provides to enable you to stay connected to your customers.